St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong.
Armstrong. It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob in Utah with you here tonight, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. There you go, Utah.
Oh, that's right. I guess we should have been more prepared on that for the show, huh?
We should have had our mom's songs ready.
Yes, there we go. Oh, well. Time's flying.
Yeah, it is. And that means you need to get your band jam tickets because, good grief, that's going to be happening real quick. Before you know it, we're going to be revealing the Grassy Noms, and you'll be voting on it for the entire month of July.
We're just a month and a half away from that.
How about
that? Seriously.
Yeah. But the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, again presented by Woodman Life, coming your way August 22nd through the 24th at beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground. You can get your tickets now at thebandjam.com. 17 and under get in free, but don't wait to get them at the gate because you're going to pay $10 more than you have to. Why do that?
Exactly. And that camping is sold separately. So visit Cooper's Lake Campground to take care of your camping reservations. It's not necessary to camp. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why you wouldn't, because it's just absolutely beautiful out there.
It truly is. It's a great week and a great weekend. And a lot of folks come out. They start moving in midweek, and that's why we have the singer-songwriter in the round. Thursday night, beginning at 7 o'clock, a handful of musicians will tell their tales in person for you, and that's absolutely free of charge. You don't need a ticket for that. So you can come out and check out Cooper's Lake and see what it's all about. But if you wait to get tickets at the gate, they're $40 for the weekend. $30 if you get in presale, and that's a pay-one-price admission, but you have to have a ticket in order to get on the grounds.
Yeah, and that singer-songwriter in the round, that's sponsored by our good friends at Ram Automotive as well. And have we announced who's doing the singer-songwriter yet?
No, you haven't given me the lurid details
yet. Oh, geez. Well, I mean, we've got five great artists coming for that again this year. We got A.E. Honick's going to be a part of it. Jake Parks is going to be a part of it. Jordan McLaughlin. Melissa Quinn Fox and Monica Lewis. So, quite a lineup.
A Jake Parks appearance, no less.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that?
Back at the band jam.
Yeah. Well, when we should probably send our sympathy out. A.E. Honick lost his mother recently, and so our thoughts are with him. Could there be a collaboration? A.E. Honick and Jordan McLaughlin have worked together. So that'll be a good one. Come on out, check it out, free of charge, Thursday night, August 22nd. And then the activities hit high gear at 5 o'clock Friday night and all day Saturday. TheBandJam.com is all you need to know. And, of course, you can hear the previews every Friday morning. Thank you, Utah, for taking care of this week. Brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service. We call it the center stage. We take you center stage at the Band Jam and just preview some of the acts you're going to get an opportunity to see in person.
There you go. And you know, back to the Grassy Award, too. We said that we'd be announcing that in a month and a half. That means you have time to still make noise for your favorite song or your favorite artist. It's easy to do. Simply go to 977rocks.com. You can email the station, phone the station, get on any of their social media sites. Just make some noise. Let Bob know. Let me know. And because we're going to start that arm wrestling contest very soon.
Yes, it will be fast and furious before you know it. So, and, of course, we announce the winner of that at the Band Jam, whether or not they're there, because we have, you know, the Band Jam lineups made 6 months before that we even reveal that, and then you vote on it for the entire month of July. But it's cool, and that's what the artists appreciate, because it's listener voted, so it's very, very special to them. Well, let's get into some music. We're going to have the band Overload and Stereo in and find out a little bit about what they're up to. Let you hear some tunes from them. But before we get to that, let's dig out a cut from the Jeff Stadler Project here tonight. He fired over a new song called Look. And when he's out and about, you may recognize or see it on the marquee JS Project. That's Jeff Stadler Project. New song called Look for you.
All right, and let's go. Let's go with some Massive Hawk. They just had their Ragu Festivu here this past weekend, and we kind of call that the unofficial start of music festival season, right? Yeah. So, and it looks like things were on par. I think they might have had a little bit of rain, but I'm sure everything went well out there. It's been, what, I think 14 years, he said, that they've been doing that. So I'm sure they had a good time, and we're here. Music festival season's in gear. So, yeah, Massive Hawk, and let's go.
Yeah, and let's go again to Rock Falls Park, because they'll have another one in June and another festival in July, and you'll have the band jam in August. I know the seas weren't quite as rough next to Rock Falls Park this past weekend, though, that's for sure. The water had settled down by that point. So, yeah, well, let's go. Let's dig into some music here tonight. You're listening to the local music show. It's Grassroots, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Big thank you to Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, our opening sponsor of the show. They always do our opening segment. And, of course, Jim Harpel and Meat Locker Recording Studio going to be part of the Grassy Award this year. They are going to be entertaining the winner of the Grassy Award in 2024 that you vote on. Down at their studios, they're going to get to record a song down at Meat Locker Recording Studio.
Yeah, it's cool to have that back. Thanks, Jim. We'll be right back.
When you get here, we're gonna pack it up. Once you join in, know you got a friend to share. Better wash your hair. Brain might melt when it hits your ears. Come on.
I can finally see the sun. Festive season has begun. Whoa. Oh, let's go. Oh, let's go. Driving and smiling, get the folks doing signing. Get my heart and the weekend begin. Find a shady spot to set up my tent. Light a cigarette, take a sip of what I'm drinking. Locate my cooler pot, it's getting started. Everything holding me down is suddenly departing. Count all these souls like waves in the ocean, surrounded by the spiritual, it's poetry in motion.
I arrived, put my tent down, camping in glamour. And all the other folks truly have me enamored. Some want the music, others want to get hammered. And I'm not gonna be exactly well-mannered, cause I'm Mr. Piper, this can drink water green. It hit me right, the job don't seem to like. Sometimes I'm too polite, but tonight, I let it take me away. Cause hell, all I got is a couple of days. Squeeze in all the friends and the family too. Couple horses, asses, who the randomest dudes. Never sitting still, I'm a fan of the cruise. You fall asleep early, this memorandum for you. Cause I wake up the rage, I'm truly breaking the gauge. I'm here to make them engage while I'm taking the stage. Life got me by. Then it's me shaking the cage. And if you want short, it's me making the case.
When you get here, I'm gonna pack it up. When you join in, oh, you got a friend to share. You better wash your head. Bring my milk when it hits your ear. Come on.
I can finally see the sun. Festive season has begun. Whoa, oh, let's go. Oh, let's go.
Dust clouds rolling through the camping lot. Sit on my cooler. Place to chill. When the rhythm hits, my soul rebuilds. Can't shake this feeling of anxiety. Need my crew, let my soul feel free. When I'm zoning out, you know the music got me gone. And now the vibe in the air, it's the only thing I'm tripping on.
Let's go, it ain't no secret. Everyone out here needs a reset. You can feel the deep breath and the feeling like you're finally home. About to vibe with the flow, whole tribe in the zone. Let it loose, so surrender control. Are you ready to roll? Well, I'm the fun guy, my medicine's embedded in the music. Everybody tune in. People pack up while I pack a punch. Punch hunts off the cuffs, are you mad enough? I'm just out here to have some fun. Rap with love until the act is up. People dap me up like that's what's up. I'm just grateful to provide the vibe. People from the legends got them jumping now. Got to bust it out, now it's time to bounce.
Everything has just begun. Ooh.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. Ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back into our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, for your Mother's Day local music celebration. Take Mom out to see a local band. She'll really appreciate you. It'll be the best gift you've ever given her.
And then stop and get some Cummings coffee.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, hopefully you already gave her the box of candy from Cummings.
Exactly. It all works together, right?
Yeah. Just you need to pay attention a little bit. Your mom's important. So, hey, we want to thank Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, the four locations they have to serve you, presenting this segment of our show. And, of course, as I mentioned previous segment, they are doing the Center Stage Band Jam preview every Friday morning. Tune in 7:45 a.m. on The Rock Station 97.7, we are going to visit with the gentleman of the trio, Overload in Stereo, tonight. Let's welcome in Jesse Reynolds here tonight. Jesse, how you doing?
Hey, thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, you're the guitarist and vocalist in the band, is that right?
Yeah. I write music and play guitar and sing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jesse's here, and you're a trio, so we want to welcome in your bass guy, Joshua King, who's kind of been our key contact with all the information you've been sending over. Joshua, welcome.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm more the technically proficient one of the group.
I got you.
You the one that sent us this fine mug?
That was me, I need to send you guys an updated version of that.
Cool. Well, we proudly display it right here in the Grassroots Studio.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And the other Josh part of the band, but we'll just call him Brogy. He is the drummer. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, welcome into the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
So give us a little background of the band, where you're from, and how this all came together, this collaboration. We're going to start with Jesse.
Yeah, so I would say that a lot of history here. We're from Elwood City. All of us are from Elwood City. And we all graduated from Lincoln High School.
Okay.
And different times. And I had been in two different bands with these guys. So Josh and I started back in high school. We had a band called Flying Jerichos. And we eventually had to split up because Josh had to go away. Years later, Joshua Brogy and I, we started another band. So for me, this is like an all-star rhythm section, and it just came along, and, later in life, it's been really cool to get back together. So I started writing, and again, I wasn't into the rock scene for a long time. And in about 2019, I decided I wanted to head back into it and wanted to start small. And I contacted Brogy and I said, I don't want to do 10 songs this year. I want to do 4. Let's just keep it simple,
Mm-hmm.
And then as COVID was coming in, Josh moved back up here from Texas. And we're like, well, why don't we start a side project? Well, things got really complicated with COVID, you know, so I could send Josh music and he could put stuff together on some of the songs I didn't even play guitar on, you know. So we basically had two projects and we're like, okay, we're older guys, we got kids. Like, I can't be like, hey, honey, I'm going to play in, like, two different rock bands, you know? So, you know, so we basically decided to combine both projects. And when we did that, you know, it kind of instantaneously had given us a lot more leverage to go out there and do things like play shows. And also we had a lot more material to put out there.
That's really cool. That's really cool. So I've got a question going back toward the beginning. The Flying Jerichos, is that a takeoff on wrestling and Chris Jericho, or where'd that name come from? Yeah. Do you remember?
Where did we get that name?
I don't know. You might have been from like the Great Wall of Jericho or something.
Oh, okay. You stumped him, Bob. Wow. Yeah. You stumped him.
I just thought he was Flying Jerichos. Yeah. We were down at Jergles. I saw he's got another collaboration coming in. I thought they were into wrestling or something. All right. So then present day, Overload and Stereo, where did that name come from? How did you come up with this?
So that was actually one of the original suggestions for the band, Flying Jerichos, that Jesse and I were in. And back in high school, he didn't like it, so he shot it down. And then we rekindled our musical relationship, and he was like, well, what about this name? He's like, it grew on me, and I like it. And I was just like, okay, that means that we have to use less brain power to think of a name. So I'm for it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you know, I thought about it, and over the years, that might have been a better band name, you know? So
it's cool. I love the flow of it. You know, it's just it's a cool sounding name.
Yeah, thank you. It was really cool to, you know, to take some our experiences back then, and then I met Brogy later in life. We always went to the same church together, you know, since we were little, and one day he was at, you know, I grew up all through high school and college working at a gas station. It's where I wrote a lot of songs, you know, and he came through and I was like, hey, do you want to get together and jam? And we got together and jam, and we started a band called Splendorfield back then. So, and we had a great experience there. So it's really nice to be able to have this experience with these guys again. You know, it's cool.
Yeah, that kind of a full circle deal then for you guys. Yeah, that's really cool. Now, Joshua, you do the mixing. Do you do the producing of the music when?
Do you
have your own studio at home, or?
I do. Yeah, I have a little studio in my basement that is what we used to record. It went from a little room in a townhouse whenever I first moved back here in Clinton down to what I got there. It's a nice little setup. I've got, you know, I'm able to record live drums and bring Jesse in. And we kind of went the all digital route with guitars, and I use amp sims for that.
Okay.
A lot of people, you know, look down on that or whatnot, but it's just, it's easier that way. And there's just, it's come such a long way that it's very hard to tell the difference between a sim and an actual amp anymore. So, yeah, we use my basement. I've dubbed it Cackling Dog Studios.
I was going to say, I don't know that they have a sim that cackles like my amp does. So I guarantee you can tell the difference between my amp and a sim.
Yeah.
Cackling Dog Studios. I like that.
Yeah, just a little background on the name. I used to have a little Boston Terrier, and instead of growling, she made this cackle noise.
Okay.
And so I was just like, yeah, Cackling Dog Studio.
There you go. That neat stuff. You know, you got Rattle Clack and you got Cackling Dog. I like it.
And Wobbly Cat Records I see here, too.
Yeah, because I had a cat that had what's called Wobbly Cat Syndrome, which means that they have just a balance issue. So they can't really walk. They wobble.
Okay.
And so Wobbly Cat Records, because DistroKid asked for a record label, and it's just like, just make one up.
So. Yeah. We're visiting with the gentleman from Overload in Stereo. Let's get into a song here, because you're going to play something live in the studio here, Jesse. Tell us about Anyways, if you would.
Yeah, there's some songs that I'll sit down and write all at once, and there's some songs that take years and years to develop. So Anyways is very unique in that I originally wrote the chorus after like my first bad breakup, like in high school.
Okay.
And I wrote that chorus to a song, and over the years I ended up going back on and pulling that off the shelf and trying to combine it with something else. And I decided to write the verses about my relationship with my wife. So it's kind of cool how both those, well, that all came together, and the sum of the whole of it just created this new thing.
Yeah.
But that's what's fun about songwriting is, you know, you get to share different aspects of your life and express yourself in unique ways, you know.
Yeah. And kind of full circle, just how the band has come together, too. I mean, that's kind of a neat story tying together then, huh?
Yeah.
You know, something old, something new, and it's all come together in this song.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is live in the studio. This is, again, Jesse Reynolds from the band Overload in Stereo, live with Anyways on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
To the Carolinas, this is Sesame, may or may not waiter. There's surely something that she's gonna learn for sure. Will it all work in my favor? I know that I do not deserve her. I was the one that left her face, yeah, that's for sure. And if tragedy's most fool, I just won't admit that it'll be my fault. Take the blame, I don't want to feel the pain. Why must I need to wear these chains? I'm so far away. It's anyways, anyways. Is she thinking about how I peeled out in front of her house? That to where her world was crashing down. For one of my own, just to live in a castle so alone. And if things don't go as planned, it will not be me just washing my hands. Take the blame, yes, I don't want to feel the pain. Why must I need to wear these chains? I'm so far away. It's anyways. I'll take the fall, I'll take it all. She waves her disclaimer right off into your sunset mist. Soon you'll be missing, I'm regretting all this. Take the blame, yes, I don't want to feel the pain. Why must I need to wear these chains if I'm so far away? It's anyways, anyways. Genocide.
genocide.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
You're tuned into the Grassroots Show here tonight. We're listening to the band Overload in Stereo, thanks to Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue, right atop the hill. Well, one of the hills. I mean, you can only come into Butler one way, down a hill. It's on one of the hills, but it's probably the most beautiful side of town because it's where I live. Anyway, they've got ham loaf. Bros' Superette. We're listening to the band Overload in Stereo. We just heard a song called The Right Time, which is a studio song following the in-studio performance by Jesse called Anyways. And tell us about The Right Time. Who wants to speak on that?
That's all done.
Yeah, well, I would have to say The Right Time was kind of like my 2020 song. It was a wild year for me. My wife and I had a baby in February. And then the next month, the world shut down. Wow. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
It was kind of a blessing that I was able to be there to like raise her. But anyway, there was a lot of things that had gone down that year, from COVID to a lot of violence, and then there was some stuff that came out about human trafficking, and you have all these emotions. And I love children, and you know, for me, I was just super bothered, and that's why this pretty angry song came out, you know. So it was originally, which we can talk about that too, huh? You think? Or
I don't want anybody to get censored. So
do you want to talk about what happened with? Yeah.
So there was a. It was originally named something else, not the name something else, but it was had a different title.
Which you can be probably whenever the punchline comes in, you could probably infer as to what that title was.
Yeah. And the overlords at Facebook had decided that it was too controversial, and every time we tried to market it or put an ad out, they blocked it, saying that it was they deemed it offensive.
Okay.
And so we had to come up with a new way to promote it, so change the title.
Even though it's a word in the English language and it means something.
Right, yeah. And it's not like saying we hope that this happens, it's literally saying and to the...
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so funny the way things are. Like, what's the one Christmas song that they tried taking off that?
Baby, It's Cold Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you listen to the stuff that's on the radio. And
listen to some of them police songs, you know. Don't stand too close to me. I mean.
Oh, my. I mean,
the story of Roxanne. What's that about?
Oh, we've gone off the rails here now. This is not a political show.
Yeah, sure. No.
Local music show.
But I mean, you know, hey, I program a country station. What the heck's the Chicks? I mean, come on. Right. Lady Antebellum. I'm going to know them forever as that, not their new terms. Why are we changing stuff? I don't get it. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. So. Anyway, that song had to change.
The title had to change. Just basically, we needed to be able to promote it and not get it censored. Yeah. And so,
cultural
temperature. Yes, cultural temperature.
Well, friends of mine had a band that had to change their name for the same reason. They were called Mia Mafia, and then they had to change it to Mia Mania because the casinos would not book them.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we are in a unique time period, aren't we?
Yes.
So.
Well, this was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This came before everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're glad that you settled on the right time. It's a really good song, I must say.
Thank you.
Well, so you guys started playing music, all three of you, I mean, at a relatively young age, obviously playing in high school. What led you to pick up the bass, for example?
I was 13, and one of my favorite movies at the time was The Blues Brothers.
Okay.
Still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And watching Donald Duck Dunn up on stage play the bass, I became enamored with it. And just watching with his big old 70s fro and pipe hanging out and just jamming. And I was like, I want to be that guy. And so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a musician before that. I played trumpet in school and everything. So I went from that, and then I picked up bass on the side throughout high school and whatnot. So.
Cool. Jesse, how about you? I mean, you enamored by the guitar and found that you had a way of writing?
Yeah. I got my first guitar when I was 6. I was always obsessed with the way just guitars looked. I thought they were beautiful, you know. But, you know, you can't be too young and start playing guitar. I'm noticing that. You know, as I got older, I started getting into, you know, more interested in it. And I was at my friend's house, and he said, listen, check out this guitar player. His name is Eric Johnson. There's a song called Cliffs of Dover. And I heard that song, and I was like, okay, I want to play like that. And then Michael Phil Bocelli, who's an amazing guitar player, said, Jesse, why don't you check out this guy? His name's Joe Satriani. So I went home, and I listened to Summer Song by Joe Satriani, and I said, this is what I'm doing the rest of my life. So initially, I went out at trying to be more one of those virtuistic guitar players, mm-hmm. you know, like John Petrucci or, you know, Steve Vai, like one of that whole thing. And right. And I learned that there was a lot of hard work that went into it. Like, I could get pretty close, but, like, I can't play like those dudes, you know? You know, as I was reading and I started getting into some words and I started to get into some bands like Matchbox 20, that album Yourself or Someone Like You, and some bands like Train and Eve 6. And I was like, you know, I really like the way these guys are working their words. You know, so I started to get into songwriting. And I started to write a lot of songs at the gas station that I was working at. You know, you know, just in between cars coming through, through high school and college. And eventually I realized, you know, if I'm a songwriter, I can kind of control my own destiny, even more so. You know, mm-hmm. like I don't have to be like an Antonio Brown depending on the quarterback. You know?
Gotcha.
Like I could be somebody that controls what I want to do. I couldn't sing my way out of a wet paper bag, so I had to start taking vocal lessons from a guy named Randy Shoup in Manaca. And just over the years, you know, it's tough because with songwriting, you have to write like, you know, 5 songs to write one good one.
Sure.
But it's definitely been something that I love to do, and I love when I come down and we put a song together, and these guys put their imprint on it, and basically I would say in practice produce it, and to watch it come to life like yesterday, we're putting together a song called In a Band with Uncle Joe and Graham. I can't wait to get that to you guys. It's like, but it's going to take a little while to totally tighten up, but just the whole process of a song, you know, becoming what it is from its baby stages to an adult stage. It's like really cool.
That's awesome. Brogy, how about you? When did you take up the drums?
It's always been, I mean, I remember ordering from the Sears catalog, this little kits, and every Christmas getting a new one and then a new one and a new one. And finally my parents were like, okay. So they finally bought me my first Pearl at like 10.
Okay.
And that's it. I mean, I was hooked ever since then. I mean, I had old Zildjian cymbals from the 70s that were all cracked up and beat up. I mean, we didn't have any money, so I used to go to the tree in the backyard and get sticks and make my own sticks.
Wow.
Yep. And then I just never stopped. Now I'm addicted to buying sparkly drum sets. I bought a brand new pink one. It's so cool. Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's my obsession.
Good stuff, man. And, well, obviously you were serious about it, buying your own set every year.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on par right now. Every year I'm buying a new kit. I got to stop.
Wow.
It's getting too much.
So where can we find you? Where do you guys play out and about? You have a gig coming up here, leading toward Memorial Day weekend, is that right?
Yeah, on May 25th at the local 724 in Beaver Falls. Starts at 6, and with two other bands, Tempered and Something Under a Microscope. It's all ages, and I think it's $10. You can get tickets on our Facebook page. We got links to the event and whatnot. So
come up to contest.
We do have a contest going on that you can win a free T-shirt. You have to guess Jesse's shoe size. Okay. There are options on the website. Just leave a comment under that post or Facebook. We will randomly pick the winner from it, and they can redeem it at the show.
All right. So where are we going to find on Facebook? Or just Overload and Stereo?
Facebook.com/Overload and Stereo. Okay. Yep.
All right. And do you have a website or whatever?
Overloadandstereo.com.
There you go.
And Instagram is at Overloadandstereo. TikTok, we're on all of the social medias.
So we can reach out and find you and check out where you're going to be. And anxious to hear more music, we appreciate you reaching out to us initially to get us some of the info. And we've been enamored. And it's great to have you in the studio finally to visit with you in person. And Jesse, absolutely, for playing live in the studio here tonight. It's good stuff, man.
Hey, thank you.
It's a neat story, too, how you just came back together and having some fun with this. So we wish you the best, and keep up the great work. We're going to play a couple more tunes here. You're going to do another one live called Imaginations. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Imaginations is one of the songs that I wrote many, many years ago for our first project. It was one of those songs that was written all at once within a couple of days or a week. It wasn't like a song like Anyways that had taken years and years to develop. But basically, it's about that time when you're a senior in high school and you're going through that final January through June part of your life. You know what I mean? And you have all these different people saying things. I remember I did join a chess club. I was terrible at it, you know, but I was all done with, you know, football because it was time for me to move on, and there was no more conditioning. That was it. I was a senior, and I basically visited some colleges and was having some imaginations about what it'd be like to fall in love. You know,
very cool. And then you're going to follow that up with a studio cut called Something Else. Tell us about that.
So that's another song that we wrote in our previous project, The Flying Jerichos. It's well over 20 years old.
I'm just always in the background.
Yeah, we wanted to re-release that song in the new project just because it was one of those songs that was always near and dear to our hearts. And that was one of the ones that I actually wrote the intro to. So
cool.
It was my little baby to begin with. Yeah. So I was like, if we pick any old songs, it's got to be at least this one.
Cool.
Yeah, and then you could, and it is about Adolf Hitler. You just won't be able to tell.
Hey, this might be the second song we've had on Grassroots about Adolf Hitler.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Homicide Black, I think, had a song about it.
Very much so. Well, it's cool to hear the relationship, and it sounds like you guys are having a good time together. Mm-hmm. Jesse Reynolds, Brogy on drums, and Joshua King on bass. Appreciate you guys coming in. This is Overload in Stereo tonight on the Grassroots Show, and appreciate you guys coming in from Elwood City.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
It's so complete. I just got beat by some seventh grader with chess. I even played my best, but the rest is far less than an hour from here. Some man tells me I've got nothing to fear, but I saw it, want it so badly that I fear it. Dream about it so much that I believe it. Yes, I need it. It might have been raining outside, but you made the sun come up with the imaginations you left behind with me. It might have been raining outside, but you made the sun come up with the imaginations you left behind with me. Yeah. Give it time, even if you're innocent. sense don't rhyme. Just give me your peace of mind on the pavement. It's an airplane ticket, not a road up ahead. Fully alive and not a walking dead. Torn and feathered, rocking on forever. Fully committed to never surrender. You saw it, want it so badly that you fear it. Dream about it so much you believe it. 'Cause you need it. It might have been raining outside, but you made the sun come up with the imaginations you left behind with me. It might have been raining outside, but you made the sun come up with the imaginations you left behind with me, yeah, with me. You left behind. So keep this vision lost between ourselves, or it'll be just a dream. So many years from now, it might have been raining outside, but you made the sun come up with the imaginations you left behind with me. It might have been raining outside, but you made the sun come up with the imaginations that you left behind with me.
We'll be right back. Brose's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Brose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, Saturday, May 18th, head to the Penn Theater in downtown Butler. It's an acoustic evening of great music from the anthology of Tom Penney. Tom's going to sit down with some past and current band members and take a little trek through the history of his music, from a number of bands that he's been involved in, from Weasel to Mind's Eye and more. It'll be a great night as part of fundraising for the Penn Theater on Main Street in downtown Butler. An acoustic evening with Tom Penney and friends. Saturday, May 18th, Penn Theater. Also, be sure to be marking your calendar. More fun at Rock Falls Park in Slippery Rock, like Bloom Gala, June 14th and 15th. And the Midsummer Music Festival, July 26th and 27th. Don't forget about the Rock Done Right Tour, Saturday, May 18th. The 11th Frame Local Live Music Series continues, featuring the Noble Hops and their special guests, Soul Addiction. Miller Lite specials and no cover. It all gets underway at 9 o'clock. Also on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, it's a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night on May 16th at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport, featuring Jeff Hartz, beginning at 7:30. Then Friday, it's a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club in Freeport, featuring Joey B, Friday, May 17th. That gets underway at 6 o'clock. And in addition to the Rock Down Right Tour stop at the 11th Frame Saturday, May 18th, the next day, it's a Sunday Summer Fun Day at the 11th Frame Bar and Grill with food, drinks, cornhole, and live music, featuring the uber-talented Jennifer Lynn Baker. Get out, friends, and support local music. You'll have a great time, and you'll see a lot of great friends, too.
Life is filled with moments. Moments we share with those we love, worry about, and strive to protect the most. At Woodman Life, we provide life insurance and retirement products to help protect you and your family so that you can enjoy all the moments to come.
Contact me, Tony Angerette, your Butler PA Woodman Life representative, or visit woodmanlife.org to learn more.
Certain eligibility and age restrictions apply. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society, Omaha, Nebraska.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
A big, huge thank you to Woodman Life and local agent Tony Angerette. You heard them in the segment here. Leading up to our final segment of the show on our Grassroots Show, happy Mother's Day once again. But Woodman Life and local agent Tony Angerette, presenting sponsor again of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Also, a big thank you to Build the Scene and music from the 412. Of course, they're going to be part of the Band Jam this year. And, of course, Build the Scene, part of our sponsorship here tonight, thanks to Bill Damiano. And we're going to do a song for Bill next week. You were telling me a really neat story hockey. So we're going to dig something out of the archives next week. But also to Chad Geibel of the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler. Fourth generation now of the Geibel Funeral Home serving the Butler community. We appreciate their involvement in the Band Jam. Great to have the band Overload in Stereo in here tonight. And there was something kind of fun that has popped up on the radar. Of course, we've been talking about the Rock Done Right Tour. And, of course, the recent local music night down at Jurgles, which was a fantastic night out. It was great to see everybody there, especially all the musicians that were there. That was pretty cool to see. I mean, I know you appreciate that, Utah. But you got another thing happening. We've got that Rock Done Right tour with the 11th Frame and the live local music night. And you've now thrown another little wrench into our summertime fun up at the 11th frame.
Maybe a couple, actually. So we're starting up a 11th frame summer Sunday fun day out there. So they're typically not open on Sundays in the summertime, and they've decided to be open this year, and they wanted live music to be a part of that. So big shout out to Cook McCoy for kicking things off for us last week. Because today is Mother's Day. They're not open today, but we'll get resumed back to the Sunday. So just follow along on the calendar there. Jennifer Lynn Baker will be playing next Sunday. So hope to see you out. And then every last Thursday of the month, we're going to be doing some live music at the Abate Bike Nights as well.
Oh, so cool.
There's a lot happening there at the 11th frame.
Yeah, they're doing some great stuff. Just love that. And you've got that time of year now where they've got that beautiful outdoor setting.
It's fun there. It is.
So you've got an opportunity to be out. And if it's inclement, you still can be in, still have the event, which is really cool. I know I had to work. I saw you pop that up on Cinco de Mayo, which I didn't get to. I didn't even have a beverage.
Oh, jeez.
Doggone it. But I was two blocks away. I
had a few for you.
Thanks. I was two blocks away, but I had to cover something here. So that was really cool. I saw that pop up, and I thought, what a great idea. So I'm glad 11th Frame and you've been able to get involved in that with Shady Lady Productions. So, all right, the Summer Sunday Fun Days. I like that. That's pretty cool stuff at the 11th Frame. So, hey, there's a lot going on. And, you know, don't forget, we've got the general concert calendar open for you. And if you're a band out there, an act, take advantage of that. Our friend Sam Sears recently sent us an email. And I hope she keeps in touch with what she's got going on. But, you know, fire it out. If you got a monthly lineup, send it out to us. Just give us a couple weeks lead time every once in a while. We have to record two shows at a time. But we'd love to include you and let people know where you're going on. I know there's a great Facebook page that I'm not familiar with the person who puts it together, but they do a great job listing all the different locations people are playing everywhere.
Well, it might be Tom's band list you're talking
about.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Fantastic. I mean, it's like, find yourself going down through. It's like 100. The old days of reading the Pittsburgh Press and exactly. The Post-Gazette and seeing where everybody was playing, where you making your weekend plans. So I love that kind of stuff. So, hey, we appreciate you being here tonight, tuning in every Sunday night, 7 o'clock, local music here on The Rock Station 97.7. And we got a nice little package in the mail here. Gentlemen, we haven't heard from for a while. Montana Bob Schweitzer.
Yeah.
Sounds like Bob's been doing some traveling.
Well, Bob's just being Bob, I think. So,
well, he was down on Chincoteague Island, which is a beautiful place. If you ever want to go see the ponies run, you have that opportunity down south. And a couple of gentlemen down there that he was visiting, and he was inspired to write a song. So we're going to include it on tonight's show. It actually features some very recognizable names, but in particular, Mike Houston, who has done a lot of work with a lot of people around the area. As a matter of fact, he's got a little trio going on right now. Jack Gene Cole is part of it now. But Mike is playing the lead, electric guitar, the bass, and you'll hear some cool steel drums. I love some of the lyrics in this because it makes you think, oh boy, this is where I need to go for this summer, you know. But you've got Bob on here, also kind of inspired by the Harp-O-Matic, Chris Nacy. And you'll hear that on here as well. It's just a fun little ditty. And it's called Gonna Make It Big on Chincoteague. And the line that I'm referring to, we've all been there. You're on vacation. You're in a place nobody knows who you are, most people anyway, and you're at a bar and they're doing karaoke or whatever, and you're going to be a star. Yeah, I've done that in Aruba too. Anyway, Montana Bob.
All right, Bob. We're going to close out strong today here, huh? So, all
yes,
right.
We are.
Well, let's take it home. Let's take it way back home, and we'll take it that way with the Shiners. It was really cool to hear this song featured in a commercial here recently on the rock station.
That's right.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Back home barbecue and brew. It's kind of their theme song.
Yeah, I know.
Makes sense. Texted back home.
Yeah, barbecue. Texted Rob right away. I'm like, yeah, your song's in a commercial. How cool.
Yeah, pretty neat stuff. Hey, we, again, appreciate you tuning in. We're here next Sunday night at 7. Once again, it's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7 and streaming 977rocks.com.
Sunglasses on, and I'm in. I'm gonna be a star at every island bar. I'm gonna lay in the You ain't been the same since Mom got ill, and I don't think even those that I'm gone. And now I'm making my way back home, singing songs from my soul. Memories of the past, how long will this life last? Writing songs, trying to kill the pain, trying to keep from going insane. Not the life I chose, it's the one I got. Yes, it ain't
The Rock Station. 97.7.
Thank you.
Why do you listen to The Rock Station?
I don't know. I just enjoy it.
Why do you enjoy it?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's just because you're different somehow.
When you hear us play different rock and not the same old stuff, you get excited, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Your Rock Station.
I will transform this ordinary phone into a radio.
listen live to your rock station at 977rocks.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The